In my investigation, if veterans died anywhere between the years of 2015 and now in the Army, in the Reserve, because I almost died in prison, and when I got out, Facebook, I wrote them and told them why, and none of it's true what the justice system ever makes it. Walter was with me to the end. He did 10 years in prison once upon a time in a land far, far away that no longer defines him. And he knows everything the proper way. He's my best friend, and he's a grown black man. So he is a different kind of person. Don't target me from the government. Target yourself. If any babies were trafficked, if any kids were kidnapped, if anybody in Lubbock was targeted a certain way, at all. If any businesses were lost, if anybody committed suicide, anything, let me know. I'll put it in my lawsuit. You will never be able to target me again. You were never wanted, know that. There's no how's your experience. Cops need to be fired and killed. You need to die. How's that experience of thinking you were going to make veterans look like we give a fuck about you? We don't. To kill so many. Rape kids. Set up the rape of children. And they did it. And they wanted to. Children to my work, arrogant and confident. Cops, corrections, and attorney. You didn't give me any experience. I'm a veteran mother. I'm a paralegal because I'm a security. I was an army. There ain't an experience you gave me. I earned it. There ain't shit you gave me in life. There ain't shit in my personality. I studied. There ain't shit in my memory. I studied. There ain't shit in your association needed. You need to die already. For what the fuck you are in this life, you should be dead. You should die looking the way you look. You're disgusting. Never have I seen something so disgusting in a government target me in a way like they thought they gave me an experience of being a security guard. No, I'm a veteran who earned it. You wouldn't have gave me an experience of being a paralegal. I served my country. And one of the biggest MOSs all around the world, Civil Affairs and SIOP. I earned it. I have a sex with a baby to get to the Innocence Project. I serve my country, and I am honorably discharged. The accident was not my fault. You caused it. Criminally negligent. Should have been deported. No matter who you are, what you look like. If you're from Mexico, you can't fight wherever you want, act like whatever you want, not get reported and put in jail. People get deported every day, you dumb bitch. From everywhere. There was a person from Mexico in prison who went to prison, who went back to Mexico. You get deported for a lot of things. Quit targeting me. You're cowards. Right. You're stupid trying to exploit me. Bear County needs to be in prison the rest of their life. You need to be in prison. You're so sick of seeing any lip sync battle. You look trashy. But you know what you really are. Gang stalking rape victims, military families, and set up the rape of their children. For prostitution. To kill, killing family court. Rape kids, set up the rape of kids, kidnapping, and kill mothers for prostitution. And we're not the prostitutes, all of you are. We never would talk to you, either. Associate you, we wouldn't do anything you want. That's why we wouldn't do a damn thing. A fucking thing. And you couldn't try to force them for sex, and Mexicans will request them online, knowing you set up the wrong people. You set up the wrong people with the wrong friend. And there are kids to be raped and stalked. Soldiers, veterans. I'll write every base again and tell them what I saw at the 99.95 building. And why? Because soldiers died in the army. And I'm being targeted publicly. Thinking they embarrass me. I'm at a card house full of hundreds. Trying to embarrass me. Because trying to make me look sickly, and I'm not sick to eat. Neither are 19 families in Uvalde. I'm just like that. So is my family. And you can't exploit me. You're so sick, what you represent. And what you think you plan anything around and for. I sent to my county. It's embarrassing what the legal chain of causation looks like. It's the front cover of the Human Centipede movie. Don't ever target me. You don't even represent these people. Special forces women? I had them in my Bible praying for them. Only. Trying to put an image on my face and say you can't look at them. I don't even say these fucking words. Motherfucker, I want you fucking dead already. I want you fucking dead. I want you dead. I want you fucking dead. I want you fucking dead. I want you fucking dead. 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 Smoke battery acid, bitch. Motherfucker, hope you die in the line of duty. I want you dead. And there's nothing, I don't even think of you. Try to claim that. And I dated a security guard from American GI from. Try to claim that us, the kind of people we are, would think of you. Would think of you. Would think of you. You don't take advantage of any of us. And I wasn't living there anymore, and I am a security guard. Not even my friend Kareem from New York, who was a guard Texas supervisor. Proper conversation. With proper conversation. He knows who Khalif brother. Proper conversation. And they tried to exploit us. And had I died, no telling what they would have done. Had I died. And I have it all recorded how I've almost died. And I've been in the hospital so many times. And then when I hear him saying his son's always in the hospital, I write and I keep writing. And I keep writing, you're going to leave us all the fuck alone. You're going to leave us the fuck alone. You have no purpose up there. There's no God anymore for you. And we're not dogs returning to our own vomit. What they say about soldier. Beginning from a crack whore prostitute saying good luck on your custard. And Mike Barber ministry preaching, just staring at me like he's arrogant, intimidating. You know what an intimidating is, Sarah? You look at a victim like that, and I'm right next to the same black girl that protects me. Because it's not protection, like you're scary. I don't have to react to you. I'm finishing college. You stupid bitch, and you don't know who the fuck I am. You laughing stock. I don't get targeted. And they know what they do. So when you die as a cop, whenever you die, whatever it is, because it's not a threat. Whenever it is you die, I hope you die with the image of your daughter's breasts in your face. Because your name is Jessica, and I don't want you or her. And don't ever ask for a picture of my breasts in my uniform again. Because I'm a veteran. Don't ask for a picture. I hope you die being smothered with everything about your daughter all over your face. Every image, her vagina, her breasts. Because you don't ask for a picture of mine. You don't diagnose. When do you diagnose the military because you're a Bexar County sheriff? You don't diagnose the military. And you don't know my MOS that I had in the military. You don't know the friends I have. You don't diagnose us kind of people. So I hope you die the most horrible death with your daughter smothered all on you because you like to hit on young girls, right? Young women. Hope you die like that with your daughter all on your face, all in your mouth, her breasts, you know, the picture you wanted in mine. You don't ask me. I hope you die with your daughter all on top of you. And I don't care for Sheriff Salazar. I hope you die with, when you do die, in whatever age you die, with an image of all the kids you set up. You played along after being well aware, set up to be raped. I hope you die like that. You're from a city where you do it so much. And I'm not Mexican Padilla to try to kill out of a city and out of a state. that is not your. Everything you cover up, I hope you die seeing it and seeing it and seeing it. I hope your mouth is filled with babies, children, dogs, and cartoons, and horses, and animals of all kinds from every country now. Every country. Since what has happened to me doesn't need to happen to me, because I don't want you, I never did, and I never will. And I hope all involved, because you thought you could set up the rape of my daughter or threaten to rape me, die the same way. I hope you die the same way. You don't deserve to know me. I'm a mommy. You don't deserve to know me or ever claim that you thought you were special. That's for any of you who ever thought you were special in the attempt to kill a veteran mom. An innocent mom, a veteran at all. Because what they look like and the arrogance they have when killing us in prison. And I'm just patiently watching. I'm just watching. I'm watching. And then the rape of my daughter set up. I hope some of you die the most horrible death you've ever thought of in your life. Wrong mother and child, wrong military. Wrong military.